So tell me a little bit about why you decided to do the show.
Honestly, it seemed like a great opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Being on the beach in the middle of the Canary Islands with some beautiful singles and, you know, possibly my ex showing up. I didn't have a problem with that, but you know, what I thought the situation was gonna come up with my ex was gonna be, wasn't. It got a little extreme, but you know, we're still alive and breathing, right?
Yep. And what was the biggest challenge about doing it?
The biggest challenge is like honestly addressing each one of my exes and like closing those chapters. Like, you know, a lot of stuff got revealed throughout the season that, like, you know, I never really got off my chest or really wasn't fully honest about. So, like, you know, that was a big step for me, kind of just like throwing all your dirty laundry out the closet, you know what I'm saying? So for me, that was like a big challenge. And everyone in the house helped me. Like it was like one big family in the house. So, like, you can talk about any one of your situations and just let go of, you know, any of the past BS that you've done, and no one's gonna judge you. Like, I know it's like reality TV and you expect people to talk whatever. You know, they're gonna joke on you and make fun of you and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, they're not judging you, honestly. They were like, everyone was like, it was so much love in the house.
That's incredible. So, did you meet anyone? Like, what can you tell me that you, without giving too much away, about your experience?
I kind of had a rocky road in there because I had so many exes coming, talking about so much. So, you know, I was kind of scared, like, oh, yo, none of the girls are gonna be interested in the kid because I got so much BS going on. But you know, I had a couple, like, you know, I had some flirtation here, some flirtation there, and then, like, you know, after the season, I was able to pick up, you know, where we left off. So you'll see how that unfolds.
Yeah, so what made you, I'm curious about what made you decide this show instead of any other kind of dating show?
At first I was honestly excited. I was kind of excited to see, you know, and obviously I knew, like, going on to the beach, like, you know, there was a possibility of my exes coming. I was kind of excited to see Carol a little bit. I was like, all right, you know, maybe we can, like, you know, become cordial, become friends. Like, you know, we could get past, like, the situation and I can be honest, and then we can kind of just, like, you know, squash things and become cool because she's a dope person. Like, you know, honestly, even when we were dating or when we became cordial a little bit, like, she's dope, you know. So I was like, oh, maybe, you know, going on this show will let us be friends again, you know, or like kind of work on that friendship. But you know, things kind of went left and it totally, like, didn't work out.
Now, did you watch any previous seasons so you can prepare and know what you're getting yourself into?
Yeah, I watched season two. That was a wild season. I didn't know it was gonna be like that, you know. Like, I, you know, obviously watching X on the Beach, you know what's crazy is no one's messy, but I didn't think my situation would get that messy, but it did get that messy.
Gosh, that had to have been crazy. I have so much respect for you for being able to do that because there's no
I was
way I would be
stressing.
able
I
to do
was
that.
stressing. I was in shambles every day. I was in shambles. I was like coddled up before some of my friends. I was with David, Davon, Darren would cut on me all day, 24/7. Or Reese, like, I'm like, you know, shout out to them for, like, helping and making it a funner experience.
And what's the most important thing you learned about yourself while being on the show?
To keep it 100, to keep it 100. As I was saying, I was telling 80% of the truth. You know, and I just gotta tell 100%. You know, when you're getting in relationships and you do mess up, you know, things happen. You might mess up in a relationship from being a male or being a female, whoever, you know. But, like, you know, when you're in a relationship and you mess up, keep it real, be 100. Maybe you guys could actually move past that situation if you actually, you know, be honest about it, and then you guys can address the situation, you know, talk about it and move forward and become cordial, become cool. For me, I kind of never told. I never was 100 about, like, you know, my mess ups. So that kind of, like, affected our potential of becoming friends or anything later on down the line. Other than if I would have been real up front, maybe we could have been friends to this day, you know? So for me,
Incredible.
like, I feel like my biggest lesson I learned, which is just keep it 1,000. Like, you know, if I would have been more honest up front, like, yo, I messed up, this is what happened, you know, I apologize. Like, you know, maybe, like, over time those wounds would have healed and then we would have been able to be cool, you know. But instead, you know, it came out on a national television show where it just blew up and it just made it even worse.
So what's next for you?
Who knows? Who knows? You gotta just, you know, tune in and see what I got going on. I could have another show coming up. I could be doing this, I could be doing that, you know? So you just gotta tune in and just like, you know, watch my socials or just like, you know, see what you see around the net or whatever. But I got some cool things coming up. I think I'm gonna take a break from reality TV, maybe soon within the next year or so. I don't know, I'm still figuring out because I gotta get back into school. Like I gotta get back in school, I gotta lock into school. I've been like recording television shows like back to back to back to back where I just gotta like get back and just like, take a step back and just go there, you know? So I'm trying to figure that out, like, you know, my schedule and like what I'm trying to do.
Nice. What do you want to study in school?
To be an orthodontist. So like I finished my bachelor. So I just got to get back into school. I work with a dope orthodontist here in my town in Brick, New Jersey. You know, Dr. Wang, that's my dog. But you know, now it's time for me to get back to school. So it's like, I have a lot of hours and I like work with them and everything. I need my shadow in and I got a lot of support, but it's just like, now I just got to, you know, take a step back and just get back into it.
Nice. Now tell me a fun fact about yourself that might surprise your fans watching that we might not have learned on the show.
I'm a big anime guy. I love anime. Like, you know, I'm biggest nerd ever. I love Naruto, Seven Deadly Sins, all the cool shows. Like, you know, that's like me. No one, like when they talk to me, they're like, oh, you like anime? Like, that's like one of the first things I bring up when I'm in conversation. They're like, what the hell, you like anime? Because it's like kind of nerdy or whatever, but I love it.
Nice. What's your favorite one?
Oh, Naruto. They dropped so many life gems in that show. Like, I cried probably like 5-6 times watching it, like throughout the series. I literally cried, bro. Like, oh my God. I love anime.
That's so cute. I love it. I love it. And well, other than anime, what are you watching these days?
What was I watching? I'm trying to get into Snow. I heard Snowfall is really good. So
it is.
I'm literally just like, you know, about to break into that, like probably like tonight. Like that's like my next big show I want to watch is Snowfall. What else was I watching? I was watching Power Book. I was hooked on Power Book. I love Power. Yeah, I think Snowfall is my next big boom. Euphoria is a good one too, I heard. I'm about to watch that too. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get into Euphoria and Power and Euphoria and Snowfall. Those are my next two shows coming up.
Nice. And what would you say is your guilty pleasure TV show or movie?
Guilty pleasure TV show or movie. Back in the day when I was like in middle school, I used to watch Pretty Little Liars. You know, the little show with all the girls.
Yes. My sister's daughter is named after one of the characters on the show.
I used to watch that. So I was in middle school and all the girls would be talking about it and talking about what happened. And I'll be sitting there like, oh, I already know what happened. Oh, like, but I never responded. I never said nothing. I just sat there like, yo, no, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. Or like, this is about to happen. Or this is who A is. That was my old guilty pleasure. Now, honestly, I was like so like locked into watching anime. Like it was like, it's so addictive. Like the episode's only 20 minutes long. So it's like, you just like keep watching them. Instead of like, you know, like an hour long television show where it's like, you know, you can get 3 episodes in an hour with an anime. So I was,
exactly. Yeah. So who's your favorite Pretty Little Liar?
It was Allison, because she was so like sneaky, like, and like it was like you could never understand her. Like she was always just like boom, there, disappeared, or you never know like her next movement. So I thought that was pretty funny. Like,
yeah. Well, I'm partial to Aria because that's who my sister named her daughter after.
Oh, really? That's dope.
Yep. Yeah. So like she funny. Loved the show since she was your age. I guess you're pretty young, so she's 32. Yeah, so yeah, she's 32 now. So yeah, that's her favorite, absolute favorite character. So she always said she was gonna have an Aria, and now here she is, almost a year old.
I'm crying. Yeah, I used to watch that show on the Lolo, like, oh yo, because everyone used to talk about it. I'm like, my homegirls like used to talk about it. I'm like, let me go check it out. So I went home. I'm like, oh, this show pretty good. Oh, and it's like, you know, it's mysterious. It keeps you on your toes. Next episode, figure out who A is. I'm like, oh, who's A? This be like, crazy.
That is adorable. And where can we find you on social media so we can continue to follow your career?
On Instagram at Ray Gant, RayGantt, and then that's all my socials.
All right, I'm sending you a follow right now. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and good luck with everything. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.